Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network, checking agricultural news up next.
This is Debbie Arthur. My family has been dairy farming for 64 years. Dairy farmers are dedicated to producing top quality milk and being good stewards of the land. We are proud of this tradition. We will continue recycling, reusing, and protecting the water and land. It's important to us, and we know it's important to you and the community. Discover more about dairy farming at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Video Royale 26 coming the 30th of July and the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of August next week. On Monday, July 30th, it'll be live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, 8 a.m. Central Time. Then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, live from Winnemucca, Nevada at 9 a.m. Central Time. 158,000 head of cattle to be sold during the week. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. About 1,000 folks have been on campus at Oklahoma State University in Stillwater this week for the 2018 edition of the Oklahoma 4-H Roundup. One of the highlights of Roundup in the Gallagher-Iba Arena is the awards program. It was held last night. About 90 scholarships handed out, over $100,000 being handed out to the 4-H high achievers. And two of those scholarships being handed out to the winners of the highest award given annually by Oklahoma 4-H, the 4-H Hall of Fame Award Scholarship, $2,500 apiece. Brandy Moore from Pittsburgh County and Reagan Stevens from Custer County. Had the opportunity to talk yesterday afternoon with Brandy Moore, who's wrapping up her year as state 4-H president. She talked with us about what Roundup means to her and to the 4-Hers that gather.
For sure. I definitely think that Roundup definitely means growth to everybody that comes here. You're able to find those role models who are running for the state offices, and those first-timers are really intrigued by that and are able to attend workshops while they're here as well to learn all kinds of different things and different project areas that they did not even know existed. So I definitely feel like Roundup means growth to everybody that comes here.
Brandy Moore, who will be a sophomore at Northeastern State University in Tahlequah. Reagan Stevens, by the way, will be a senior in high school at Weatherford High School here in the fall of 2018. Being inducted into the 4-H Hall of Fame is the highest honor an Oklahoma 4-H member can achieve. The Hall of Fame honor is a tradition that stretches back more than 60 years for the state of Oklahoma. Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts, Ranking Member Debbie Stabenow from the Senate Agriculture Committee, and House Ag Committee Chairman Michael Conaway and his Ranking Member Colin Peterson of Minnesota met yesterday about the Farm Bill Conference. The meeting took place even though the Senate has not yet voted to go officially into conference. The Big Four, as they're sometimes called, issued a brief joint statement that did not mention any of the major differences between the two bills. The statement says, "We look forward to working together to get a farm bill done as quickly as possible, and we're committed to finding solutions to resolve the differences. We must keep working to provide American farmers and ranchers and families with the certainty and predictability they need and deserve." An aide involved in the talks say the four have agreed to weekly phone calls, have begun discussing when they can meet in the month of August, and are committed to having a new farm bill in place by the 30th of September that they can send to President Donald Trump for him to sign, replacing the 2014 bill that is currently the law of the land. You've got farm news on Ron.
AFR Insurance is one of the top providers of auto, home, farm, and life insurance for rural and urban Oklahoma. And here's why. It's our service that sets us apart. Our claims department is known for prompt, fair, and friendly service. And that's what you should want and expect from an insurance company. AFR Insurance, insuring rural and urban tomorrows.
We remind you, more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Check it out. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.